here we are before him, and he's appealing to our faith because we just see bread, and yet it's only Jesus in the flesh and body and blood, and he's right here before us, gazing at each one of us, knowing what we carry in our hearts. And we place that right before him, the King of our hearts, the King of our lives. You have that handout with just some Bible passages, the living word of our Lord, that is the wisdom that we want to have in our hearts. And that's, as Father said, you've been contemplating in these retreats this certainty of Jesus being the King of our lives and of our hearts. We're going to go through some of those passages, but I wanted you to have them as you go through the retreat. And I'm just going to mention a few, go through some other ideas, and you let the Holy Spirit touch your heart as you're letting him right now. And we have that first passage of St. Paul in 2 Timothy, where he says, "For I know him in whom I have believed, and I am confident that he's able to guard what has been entrusted to me." I know in him in whom I have believed. Yesterday, we were, Deb and I, in Connecticut, in the activities we had there and the retreat we had there, and we had Mass. And I loved the way the priest began the Mass. He said, "Remember whose you are. Remember who you are and whose you are." And I was like, wow. If we would always remember whose we are, who we belong to, who we were created by, in whom we have believed, again, how different we will, or how, yeah, just peaceful we will live our day in the midst of the trials and all the unknowns of our day, etc. And Psalm 23, which I love and we all remember, right? "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Even though I would walk through the dark valley, I fear no evil, for I know you are at my side. For I know you are within me. Even if I walk through the dark valley," imagine walking through the dark valley. We can imagine it, right? Very well, because we've all gone through a dark valley. I'm sure we all have. Maybe we're going through a dark valley right now. And that's where we hold on to him, because we know in whom we have believed. And so our first point is that, in whom I believe. And just let this question resonate. Remember that question that our Lord made to his disciples. One day he said, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered, "Some say you're John the Baptist. Some you say that you're Elijah." And maybe they said, "And some you say that you're a crazy man. You're a lunatic." Right? I'm sure they said that, but they didn't write that down. But they write it in other parts. And then he said, "And who do you say that I am?" Who do you say that I am? And he's asking us right now that, who do you say that I am? Because if you believe, if you really believe in who you do say that I am, then you're all set. And that's when Peter was walking on the water, looking at him, he believed in him, and he was doing something that he couldn't do because he knew in whom he believed. But at the moment he felt the waves and the wind, which we all do, don't we? He started to sink. Yet, what did our Lord do right away? His hand. He does that all the time to us. "Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I'm sorry for my lack of faith, but increase my faith." And I was thinking this as I was preparing this, which it always helps so much for me, because it's the Holy Spirit. And he made me remember, just, you know, it's not that I'm really afraid of planes or flights, but I don't like the turbulence. I don't like it. And Jesus knows, and I have my cross, and I have the picture of Jesus and the picture of my mom, who is now in heaven. And it helps me when it's like really bad. I just have to concentrate and look at Jesus and look at, you know that I'm here, you know that all of us are here. Okay. But if you think of it, when we get on a plane, do we actually are like, can you give me the credentials of the pilot? Can I know how many flights have you flown? Can I know if he had a good day yesterday? Did he ever have a good sleep? Or did he have all these drinks last night? Who knows? Did we ask that? Yet we get on the plane. We trust. We trust that pilot. And we get on that plane and here we go. We take off. With this man, we don't even know. Isn't that amazing? I will never forget that from an experience. I did probably one of the... because I've had a few experiences with our different, where our Lord takes us. And this time I was, it was when I was in Switzerland, in the boarding school we have there. And I was serving these girls and these families. And I was traveling to see this family that had all these other families that wanted to send their girls. So I was going to talk about the school. I would be in charge also of promoting what we did in the school. And so I was traveling with another of the consecrator, which was good. But there was this hurricane going on in Los Cabos, because we're going to Los Cabos. We're flying from Monterrey, my hometown, to Los Cabos. But the hurricane, and so I'm calling the family and I'm like, is the hurricane now better or what's going on? And he's like, you just do what the pilot says. If the plane takes off, you take off. I'm like, all right. Talk about, you know. So we get on the plane and the pilot, I am seeing that some of the flights from the States to Los Cabos have been canceled. But the ones from Monterrey were not canceled. I'm like, is this good? But okay, here we go. So we got on the plane and everything was fine until we started to land. And in the landing, whoa, I mean, the plane was like this. And the wings were going crazy. And I'm just like, holding on my cross and talking to the lady beside me. There was this beautiful lady beside me. And she was, we were talking, so you know, I told her I was consecrated, and when the moment started being like this, she's like, don't you worry, everything will be fine. I'm like, wow, she's helping me more than I'm helping her. That's what happens, right? This is what happens with you, with us. Thank you so much for praying for us. I'm like, oh, thank you very much. And so here we got, but by the time, like, we were landing, she got in the position, you know, that we're, you know, where it's gonna, like, landing position, that we're, how they call it, I forget. And I'm like, ooh, this is not looking good. And so the point is that in that moment, I'm like, you know, you start getting in that kind of shock moment of like, this is not happening. This cannot be happening. I won't die on a plane. Please, Lord, no. And I'm just like, okay, Lord. So I just got my cross. I'm like, Lord, I'm in your hands. Yet through the hands of this pilot, just inspire him. Just inspire him. So he took off again. He didn't land. But he said, let's try it again. Oh my goodness, do we have to try it again? Anyway, the point is, thank goodness, when we started landing again, the same thing, and I'm like, if one of these wings just touches the floor, forget it, we're done, right? Whatever will happen with the plane. So I get my mom picture, and I'm like, Mom, please help, Jesus, please. But I'm like in this state of like, is this, the point is he takes off again, and we go back to Monterrey. I started shouting, please go back to Monterrey. I really shouted on the plane. I was like, go back to Monterrey. So then the people started shouting with me, go back to Monterrey. And the pilot is like, we're going back to Monterrey. And we're like, please, like, let's just not try this. Anyway, we went back to Monterrey and we got back on a plane. But 2 days after that, I'm like, I'm not getting back on a plane until I see that hurricane is gone. Anyway, the point for me is here, I started to think like, wow. We trust pilots, we trust Uber drivers, we trust taxi drivers, we trust all of these people that we get, you know, and we're putting our lives in that sense, in their hands. And in that sense, we're putting our lives in the Lord? Can we trust really our Lord, the one that really has given his life for us? Right here, we see the cross. Our Lord is on the cross for us. Our Lord is in the Eucharist for us. Our Lord left his mother for us. Our Lord has given all his blood for us. And sometimes we doubt him, but we do get, you know, on the, and that's where I was like, oh, come on, Luli. You have, like, hold on to the Lord no matter what. That's where the second point comes, which is, remember again that question, right? Who do you say that I am? He's asking us. But that second point is, what type of king is he? What type of king is he? He's a king on the throne of the cross, right? That's his throne. It's not just the throne like the kings of this earth. The throne of our Lord, sorry, the king of our hearts, it's the cross. And that's why we sometimes, without realizing, we resist that, right? We resist that, and that's where the doubts come. Why are you permitting this in my life, Lord? I don't understand this. And I don't understand this and this other. We don't. And we doubt. And that's where we remember again Peter walking on the water. If you've seen that scene from The Chosen, I love some scenes are very, like, they really are just prayer moments, right? It's well done. They've done a lot of prayers. There's some things that might be, you know, I don't like maybe one thing or this other or whatever, but there are some scenes that are wow, and the majority of it is. And so that scene of Peter, we don't know what was going on in Peter's life, but they show that it was, they had lost a baby, and he was wrestling with that, saying, why are you healing so many others, yet you're oblivious to what's happening to Ethan and I? Why, Lord? Why? And he's wrestling with that. And he says that, he shouts that to Jesus when he's like saying, I'm so upset with you. And we can do that to our Lord. He wants us to bring our load. Yet what did Peter do at the end? He held on to him fast after he was drowning. He held on of the hand of Jesus. And he said, don't let me go. Don't let me go. And that is what really just gets our hearts right with that scene. Don't let me go, Lord. Because we want to go sometimes. We want to flee from the cross. We want to flee from the darkness of the suffering, from the mystery of it. Yet, there are a lot of gifts there, like our Lord said to him. You cannot understand them, but there's a lot of beautiful things happening inside of you that you cannot see. So don't let go. I remember also a time in Switzerland where that's where we had, well, I was living in Rhode Island at that time, but I went to Switzerland for a course we were having there, and then they shared the news of the whole scandal of our history and the scandal of the church in so many ways. And my head was just spinning, and it's like, whoa, don't understand the thing. So we women, we were just like, we were all consecrated and said, and the next day we're like, let's just hike a mountain, okay? Let's just hike a mountain. So we went up a mountain. It took us 3 hours to get up there. It was Lake Ramon. I won't forget, because then I hiked it three more times, but it's a hard one, especially at the beginning, in the middle, at the end. It's hard, but it's beautiful, the scenery, right? You overlook the beautiful Lake Leman, which is the Geneva Lake. But when we got up there, there was huge winds. There were very strong winds. And I love it. When you get up a mountain, there's usually a cross, right? I love that. These wonderful people that get up there first and build that cross there, a sign of our faith. So there was that cross. And when we were going somewhere, looking at the lake, and there was just such a wind that I just grabbed the cross, literally just the pole of the cross, and embraced it. And right there, I just started crying. And I felt our Lord saying, Luli, this is the answer to your prayer. You're not gonna understand anything. Just hold on to the cross. That is the answer. You cannot understand the cross. You can only embrace it. That is the way to go through it, right? Embracing it. And that's how then our Lord sheds the graces. The graces of it. And that's our life, holding on to that cross. Because that's the throne of our Lord. We're not just holding on to a pole. We're holding on to our Lord, to the King of our hearts, the King of our lives. And with that, we can continue going through these words of our Lord from sacred scripture, because he's his living word. And that's why the disciples said, when they were coming, you know, going to Emmaus, and they said, weren't our hearts burning as he was explaining to us the scriptures? Weren't our hearts burning? Because it's his word. And that's why when we read this, there's another one part of like Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? And when it says, though an army encamp against me, my heart does not fear. Though war be waged against me, even then do I trust. Wait for the Lord, take courage, be stout-hearted, and wait for the Lord. We wait for the Lord. That waiting. For the Lord, with the Lord, in the Lord. So we are here just like Mary at the feet of Jesus with the better part that no one will take away from us as we let these words of our Lord resonate our hearts. Who do you say that I am?